Winnipeg police say they have charged Jeremy Skibicki, 35, with four counts of first-degree murder in the deaths of four women. One of the women has not been identified, but police say they believe she is Indigenous. The family members of the other three women, who are all First Nations, say they were loved and will be missed. They include Rebecca Cantois. The family of Rebecca Cantois, 24, said in a statement Friday that the last few months since her remains were found have been incredibly difficult. "We have experienced paralyzing grief. Pure devastation," the statement said. "I don't think we have ever cried buckets of tears, painful wake you up in the middle of the night anxiety, a type of grief never experienced before. Deep, deep sadness." Cantois lived in Winnipeg but was a member of Okaychuk Co-Sipi First Nation, also known as Crane River. Daryl Cantois, who is not an immediate relative but got to know her family, said earlier this year that Rebecca Cantois was bright, liked talking to people and had a good sense of humor. Morgan Beatrice Harris. The family of Morgan Beatrice Harris, 39, wants people to remember her big glowing smile. She was a mother of five and a grandmother to one. "She was silly. She was fun. People loved to be around her," her 21-year-old daughter Cambria Harris said at a vigil Thursday. Harris lived in Winnipeg and was a member of Long Plain First Nation. Kirsten Witwitke, Harris's cousin, said she had a huge spirit and was fearless. "I know that she loved her children and she did the best she could with what she had," Witwitke said. Marcides Myron. The family of Marcides Myron, 26, said she was very loved, had a great sense of humor, and was kind to everyone she met. Her cousin Angel Myron said she was pregnant the last time she saw Marcides Myron. She said her cousin rubbed her belly and said she loved her. "She laid her head on my shoulder and I told her I loved her and missed her," Angel Myron said in a message. "I'll forever hold on to that memory of her." Marcides Myron also lived in Winnipeg and was a member of Long Plain First Nation. Her family said they are feeling great loss, but Marcides Myron will never be forgotten. "She was a great person," Angel Myron said. This report by the Canadian Press was first published December 2, 2022. The Canadian Press.